you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
You are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, hour two of this global transmission against tyranny. Thank you for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. The London Guardian, and I've seen dozens of such articles from major institutions around the world, is reporting that NASA admits the Earth is 20% darker. A mysterious particulates are now blocking out the sun, part of a massive weather modification program. And we know that many jets are fitted and are spraying something even at a couple thousand feet, where it's impossible for condensation trails to form. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be getting back into that. Also, Bush overruled on enemy combatant case. That's some good news by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. We have George Humphrey, researcher, fighter of the New World Order extraordinaire, joining us coming up later in this hour. And, of course, a ton of other vital news and information concerning Lord Bush and his family being paid off by the communist Chinese to cut Taiwan loose, something the neocons are trying to cover up desperately. Right now, let's go to Dick in Indiana. You're on the air. Welcome. Good to talk to you. You're on the air. Okay, do we have Dick? He must be away from his phone.
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I hope this is important about the chemtrails.
Okay.
I got a document back from the Congress. I think I sent you a copy maybe 3, 4, 5 months ago.
Okay, you got a document.
And it says here that I understand you are concerned with the chemical trails and support H.R. 2977.
And that was a bill that would ban that.
That was banned?
No, that's a bill that if it would have been passed, introduced by Kucinich, would have.
Right. And also it says this bill acknowledges the existence of chemical trail.
Yes, there's even treaties on it.
And I think it was changed maybe to 3616.
Yes, the bill was not passed.
It wasn't passed.
Wasn't passed. And we have a copy of the bill in my book, Descent into Tyranny.
Okay. One other thing, Alex. I put your Bohemian Grove on cable access the other day.
Wonderful.
And when I got it back, they had blocked out a portion where George W. was involved.
The local access station erased the tape or didn't air?
Yeah, they erased two parts of it. One in the middle. I don't know what that was, but I know that they did erase the part where George W. was. You could just see a real quick flash of him.
You're talking about where I show news articles with him there? That was blocked out?
Yes. Yeah, they blew it out.
Where is that in Indiana, Dick?
Richmond.
And but they did air it.
Oh, yeah, they did air it.
And then they destroyed your property.
They did. They destroyed it.
Well, Dick, write me a letter, and I appreciate you airing that. We'll try to get you another copy, that is disgusting, and you need to demand that they pay you for damaging your property.
Yeah, I hear that.
And you need to get it re-aired there, and so what else did they block out?
Well, as far as I know, that's all they blocked out, but I did get a letter saying that I have to have only local videos.
Now, well, that's what happens, yeah. They'll claim local interest. Well, this is an interest. He's a president. He's a national figure. It affects things locally. They're violating their own rules. They're trying to keep you from airing that.
Okay.
You need to go in there and say, the president is national. This affects everything local. This is a local issue. How dare you?
I will do that.
Like, they'll try to stop people from airing the Clinton Chronicles because it exposes Clinton. Well, that's a national issue which affects you locally.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here on the air, my friends. Going out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island, and many points from Denver to Kansas City in between, Albuquerque to Austin, Texas, to Rochester, New York, to Pensacola, Florida, simulcasting on global shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 from 11 to 2 during the day, and at night at 5.085 and 6890, and on the internet at Infowars.com. and prisonplanet.com. Now, before I go to our guest and the news and the loaded phone lines, I know a lot of stations carry the news in the first 5 minutes of each hour. We just had a caller, Dick in Indiana, who got my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where 3 years ago I snuck in with a hidden camera to the Bohemian Grove and shot the 127-year-old ritual. It's older than that, several thousand years old, but been conducted for 129 years now, at that time 127 years, out in Northern California. And dozens of presidents have been there, hundreds of governors, dozens of German chancellors and British prime ministers, and it was rumored that they did these rituals. One photo had gotten out. Well, I shot the video, and they admit I got in. Dick in Indiana tried to air it on Access TV. He says they erased several parts of it that had Bush in it, and then he got it back with a letter saying you can only have local programming on. Now, I've seen this 100-plus times because my films, I mean, I've been in a hotel room in Kansas City or a hotel room in Houston and turned on Access, and there I am, because listeners have done this. And if you got good programs, people will watch Access. And we've reached millions of people through Access Television. I've signed over 400 waiver forms for folks to air them on their local Access stations. Even though the films say at the end you're authorized to do it, people still want those. So I know this is a chink in the dragon's armor. And so what you do is when you try to air one of my documentaries locally on Access, and they say they'll usually air it, then they'll get one or two complaints from the mayor. And there's been a bunch of news articles. Probably 20 times I've gotten newspaper articles where it causes big controversies, big ones in Maine. They shut down the whole Access station because of it. Controversies in upstate New York, controversies in Florida over the films. We've covered those on air. We've had guests on about it. They'll put it on. People will freak out over it. You could have naked, topless women on these Access channels. Nobody cares. But you start airing this hardcore stuff, the concentration camps, who carried out 9/11, local constabulary gets mad. I'll talk to the local Access station. They'll say, well, we had 50 calls saying, please air it again. We had one call from the local government, and we're not going to air it anymore. That's usually the MO. But they have these rules nationally that the feds have written for the local governments. They're just guidelines that say it's got to be have a local interest. Well, every time they tell one of our listeners this, I tell the listener off air, I might as well tell them on air, watch the channel. Tape all the federal propaganda tapes. Tape the other stuff that was made outside the city. Show that they're airing stuff that doesn't have a local interest. Then go to them and say, you better air my tape or I'm going to sue you for discrimination. It's real simple. And because they're trying to stop you from reaching, in a small town, tens of thousands of people, in a big city, hundreds of thousands of people. And so this is a big way to reach folks, and these are local interests. When we're talking about the police state, we're talking about our world leaders, that affects us all. This is political. It is the purest form of free speech, what Access TV was meant for, and we cannot put up with this trash. And joining me is a former city council member, very successful local businessman who has his own popular cable access show, which hundreds of thousands of people watch each month conservatively. And he's George Humphrey, and he is a author, a lecturer, and a good friend of mine. And we've got him riding shotgun with us for the next hour and a half, if he can stay with us, to go over the news and get his take on it and to take your calls. But George, good to have you on.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you. You've been doing such a great job lately.
Well, isn't it frustrating to hear of Access TV stations taking people's tapes, editing out key parts, then telling them you can't air this anymore?
Well, it's amazing because the exact thing that you're talking about has not happened to me and as many times, but it has happened to me. And it is amazing that the country that is supposed to have the First Amendment of free speech and freedom of the press is that these access stations, which were built specifically to give the people access to speak, are being censored.
By the way, on the big access station in Austin, whose name is on the plaque from when they broke ground on it? Who voted to put that in?
Well, there were several of us that worked on it.
But your name is on it.
Yes.
And now, on my show, on your show, specifically the Patriot shows, what happens for the last 2 months every time we're on, George?
Well, at least on my show, is that there has been some technical interference. Now, I don't know what is causing
that. Okay, well, we know. It's an FM modulator sending it through Grande and Time Warner, and it happened 3 years ago. We demanded they stop it, and it blacks out, folks. They're blacking us out. Only happens on our shows.
Well, we, as a matter of fact, and again, I'm not saying that they are doing this. I'm just telling the listeners what happened last night on my show. We couldn't get up for the first 2.5 minutes. But anyway, I am so very grateful that here in Austin we do have this access, because we have the ability to speak to the people, and with shows like yours and 3 or 4 other shows, is that Austin in many ways has become somewhat educated in one of the leaders of the resistance to what's going on. And it all has to do with education and information.
Well, it does, and you know, they're shutting access down around the country. I didn't mean to get off into a discussion of this, but for folks that haven't put my films on or haven't gotten your own shows, you need to do it. This is a way. We have millions of listeners. If all of you in your town go get an access show, and if they try to stop you, get their rules, get around it, it's easy most places. A lot of times they're patriots there, folks. Well, most of the time they'll be happy to put you on. Just some of the time you get resistance. You need to put this on. You need... This is a venue to reach millions of people, George.
Well, absolutely. And again, as Sir Francis Bacon said, he said, knowledge is power. And day in and day out, I meet people who, when you give them the objective information, and it is my belief that 95% plus of the people in this country, if want there to be a constitutional government, want there to be fair rules, want there to be a Bill of Rights, want there to be justice within our courts, and are opposed to the small handful who have absolute control of our Federal Reserve, of the media, and both political parties. But the problem is that most people are uneducated, they don't have access to the objective information, and because of the mind-controlling techniques that have been put on us incrementally for the last 30 years, is that most people are afraid to even look or go further. And so shows like yours and mine and others that are giving people the message, and you are speaking with an open heart, Alex, and we have to speak to our friends and the listeners and let them know is that there's nothing to be afraid. I mean, of course we have concerns, but we are the ones playing by the rules. We're the ones who believe in justice. We're the ones who believe in the Constitution. We're the ones who want equal rights. We're the ones who believe in the American dream. And as long as we keep the high road and keep speaking to looking these people right straight in the eyes and saying, come on now, this is what's going on, here's what's happening, and we're not going to allow this nation to become the most tyrannical, imperialistic nation in the history of mankind. We are a republic, we are not an empire. And that's where the line has to be drawn. And
now, George, I want to throw a bunch of news articles out at you when we get back and then go to some calls, and we're so honored to have you here with us today. But people keep calling about this, so let me recap it. While Saddam was captured, stealth enactment of Patriot Act II legislation, Ron Paul and comments on H.R. 2417, the Intelligence Authorization Agreement, Patriot Act under new name. He says, it appears we are witnessing a stealth enactment of the enormously unpopular Patriot Act II legislation. Paul told the Associated Press, President Bush has signed legislation making it easier for the FBI agents to go into any business, or the CIA to go into any business or company without a warrant, without seeking court approval. This is much of Patriot Act II, passed Saturday with no fanfare, announced Sunday, and the average person has no idea about this, George.
Exactly. And as many, many people from both the right and the left who have any sort of historical knowledge know, is that George Bush has legislated laws that are far more draconian than what Adolf Hitler had in 1939. Friends, what we are facing is something that is so potentially sad for our nation and our culture. And if we don't take preemptive action to restore our constitutional rights right now, then the future of this nation is very, very dark. And this H.R. 2417 is nothing more than Patriot Act number 2, and it is going further, and together with the presidential directives that have been signed by Bush, is that we have no posse comitatus. We have no Fourth Amendment, we have no Fifth Amendment, we have no First Amendment, and no Tenth Amendment. And friends, our Constitution is being destroyed as we speak, and it is up to every single one of us who believe in the constitutional process to say not only no, but hell no.
And there's a lot of resistance, a lot of awakening to this, here they are sneaking it through. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls. We're going to do a bunch of news with our guest.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We're going to be talking about 9/11 with our guests. We're going to be talking about the Iraq and the Saddam situation, the lies we've been told, and your calls. We're about to go to Sheldon and TJ and Wyatt and Jay and Tony and others here in just a few minutes. We got George Humphrey, my good friend, on with us. Bush overruled an enemy combatant case. Associated Press, President Bush does not have power to detain American citizens. Jose Padilla seized on U.S. soil as an enemy combatant, a federal appeals court ruled today. The decision could force Padilla, held in so-called dirty bomb plot, to be tried in civilian courts. In a 2-1 ruling, the three-judge panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said Padilla is a detention, was not authorized by Congress, and that Bush could not designate him an enemy combatant without the authorization. Now, I have the Justice Department's arguments on this from yesterday, and they say not just if they're a terrorist, but if the president so designates or his designates designate in the way. See, they're already implementing Patriot Act 2 before they even passed it. They were doing this over a year and a half ago, and it allows them to snatch and grab you, to disappear, and to secretly execute you, by the way, according to Section 501, for any reason, to take you to a foreign country, to torture you. And the average person, again, has no idea this is even going on. Now we have General Tommy Franks and Cigar Aficionado saying martial law is the next phase. General Eberhardt, the current head of NORTHCOM in Colorado Springs, telling the L.A. Times 4 weeks ago that martial law is a good thing. George Humphrey comments on this.
Well, I think it's fairly self-explanatory, is that for anyone who is paying any attention realizes that we are not moving toward a police state. We are in a police state. Not only have the laws been signed, but the police in the local jurisdictions have become militarized. We have cameras in our streets. There is, this last year alone, there were over 14 million wiretaps without warrants. Is that there is an unbelievable 24/7 barrage of misinformation from the predominant media. And the worst thing is that the people of our country, the home of the free and the land of the brave, the people of our country have become so desensitized, and they have become so brainwashed, and they're acting like absolute cowards. And the only thing that's going to turn this around is when the little boy comes up and says the emperor has no clothes. And that little boy has to be all the people who are listening to this show. Can't just be Alex and myself. It has to be every single one of us. Because if we stand shoulder to shoulder and say, no, this is not what America is about, this is not the way we're going, and as Thomas Paine said, the cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind. And unless we realize that not only does it affect our person and our communities and our states, but this is affecting people all over the world, and that this is a great, great, great question. And it's not just an economic, political, or a cultural fight. This is, in fact, a real spiritual question. And all of us have to make up our minds. Which side of the fence are we going to be on? Are we going to be on the side of the secular atheist materialist? Or are we going to be on the side of the people who believe in the republic and who believe in justice and who believe in God? And I think 99% of your listeners know which side that they're on.
Absolutely, but they got to stand up. Let's talk to Shelvin in Arizona. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Got a comment. First one is that secret CIA base you were talking about.
Yes.
Well, I'm in Tucson. I'm really close to it. That's the Pinal Air Park exit, mile marker 232 on I-10.
Yes, it is.
The exit sign says Army National Guard Aviation Training Site. It's coincidentally very close to the northwest side of Tucson, where our local outbreak of flu started. I just wanted to add that as a comment.
Well, that's an admitted chemtrailing base. And
I used to work out there, too, and there's signs all over it that says photography of this area prohibited, so that's the one.
And there's dozens and dozens and dozens of big old jets, white jets, just
essentially, they have mothballed airliners out there, and you'd think what's so secret about it.
Well, we know what they're doing, drug shipments and the rest of it. George, comments on the chemtrails.
Well, it's funny because for the last 5 years is that the chemtrails, at least in this area, did not start until the middle of December, and they would go from December through a late part of March. This year, they started a little bit earlier. They started in the early part of November, and it was on my television show the other night. I was telling the people, I play a little golf, and I was at this driving range, and there were about 40 people hitting golf balls. It was a completely clear day, and I looked up, and I saw one of these white jets going through.
Tell you what, let's hear the story after the break. Sheldon, anything else you want to add?
Yeah.
Okay, stay there. You stay there, too, please. We'll be back. Everybody stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Folks, Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you so much for joining us. George Humphrey's riding shotgun with us into the next hour. And there's so much news and info to cover, but going back to Sheldon in Arizona and back to George. George, you were continuing. You're out there playing golf.
And, yeah, I was out there hitting the golf balls, and I look up, and within about 20 minutes, these four jets had made six vertical crosses and four horizontal crosses. And of course, these jets are using the JP-8 jet fuel, and what they've got is that they add this additive called ethylene dibromide, or EDB, and that is what is the difference. That is one of the additives that is keeping the contrail turning the contrail into a chemtrail and making it more spider-like and keeping it together. And ethylene dibromide in 1983 was banned by the, you know, was banned as an extremely toxic chemical, and yet they're adding it right now. Now, it must be noted that this is not even that secret what's going on, because on April 5th, 2001, the Senate voted 4.5, not million, but billion dollars to restore funds for climate change programs. And that's what they're doing here. I don't know if it's specifically for climate change or exactly what the reason is, but funding, $4.5 billion on April 5th, 2001, for this program of putting the ethylene dibromide into the JP-8 jet fuel.
And let me add something to this.
Yeah.
5-6 years ago, jets would fly over 25, 30,000, 35,000 feet. They would leave a trail. It would disappear in a minute or two maximum. Now they hang there for hours. They merge together, form giant cloud banks. I've watched it happen. But also, now they're at a couple thousand feet coming into Austin, 3,000, 4,000
yep.
doing it. In the middle of the summer, I see them doing it, as you said. It gets worse into the fall and winter. And then on top of it, I've watched a jet fly over, spray, spots where it turns on and off. The jet turns around again, does it again, does it again. I've watched the jet turn around 5-6 times before. I've watched groups of jets, large passenger type jetliners, usually white, flying right next to other jets that aren't leaving trails. George, you mentioned climate change. You probably weren't listening during the first hour before we got you on, but Earth is 20% darker, says experts, London Guardian. Human activity is making the planet darker as well as warmer. Scientists say they believe levels of sunlight reaching Earth's surface have declined by up to 20% in recent years because of air pollution is reflecting it back into space and helping to make bigger, longer-lasting clouds. The global dimming effect could have implications for everything from effectiveness of solar power to the growth of plants and trees. Over the past couple of years, it's become clear that the solar irradiance of the Earth's surface has decreased, said Jim Hansen, a climate scientist at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Science in New York. Experts say global dimming is probably due to tiny particles such as soot and chemical compounds such as sulfates accumulating in the atmosphere. Data from 100 stations around the world show the amount of black carbon in the atmosphere is twice as big as we assumed, said Dr. Hansen. Now, let me add this. I've looked at the other statistics. The major power plants, the coal plants, all of them have the scrubbers. They're much cleaner. When I was a young man, when I was a child, driving into Dallas or Fort Worth or Houston or San Antonio, that haze, the dust, it was so dusty back in the 40s and 50s that people had to wear masks. The skies were black. There's all those old photos of that. The air is actually a lot cleaner. The cars are a lot cleaner. Folks, you remember getting sick driving in traffic, 20 years ago. Not now. So that's actually all down, but suddenly there's these particulates causing this. Go ahead, George.
Well, it's what you're describing, it's almost funny because what we're following, I know you've seen the movie The Matrix, and the reason the humans had to go underground is because they contaminated the sky and it couldn't get enough sunlight. And we are either intentionally or unintentionally, as a human race, really doing some very, very significant things to our atmosphere.
Well, in the Matrix compilation animation they put out, what's the name of it? Animatrix.
Yeah.
In that, it shows the jets flying, spraying the chemtrails.
Yep. And friends, we're laughing about this, but this is extremely serious. Our government, for whatever reasons, whether it's for HAARP or weather modification or for something else, has partaken and started a major program of spraying ethylene dibromide and other additives on the people of our own country. And every time they do it, within days afterwards, not one or two or dozens or hundreds, but thousands and thousands of people in our area come down with an upper respiratory sickness. And this is not a joke. It's happening all over the country. It's happening in Australia, New Zealand, Spain, France, and England.
Well, George, for folks that say they wouldn't do this, I have hundreds of news articles where they've done thousands of high-altitude, low-altitude radiation, chemical, biological spraying. They killed troops as late as 85 in Project Shad. They'd have them stand out in the field in England and fly over and spray them. That's the BBC. And it is some type of massive program, a 20% dimming. I mean, I remember growing up, it was blue skies, it was happy, it was great. You never hardly see the blue skies anymore. It's nothing but these trails everywhere, George.
Well, the only thing that's going to stop it is, number one, is getting information with discernment. We have to be very careful about our information. We have to get our information, and then we have to go and demand, not ask, but demand from our representatives, local, state, and national, that they become aware of this. And if they don't do this, I mean, we are in such a precarious situation right now, Alex, because as on all of my shows, I go to India quite often, and I study Mahatma Gandhi. I've stayed at his home, and I've studied his teachings, and I sincerely believe in nonviolent disobedience and ways of changing things. What is happening right now is so serious, is that there are a lot of people who don't have the patience or the spiritual or the heart energy, and if things are not changed, there is probably going to be some violence. And that is not what that is not for our best interest.
Well, so that's the game. That's the game.
To work together.
That's the game they play.
Yep.
But certainly, George, I've heard you say that it comes down to them trying to kill your family. You've got to defend.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Is that we have to keep all the families out there need to arm themselves. That is just common sense. But to arm themselves for their own personal sovereignty, not as a way of going and starting a revolution, but protecting ourselves. The real revolution is by changing our hearts and working together and going to these people and demanding a restoration of
the real revolution process. Is 400 plus cities and 4 states throwing out the Patriot Act and people 92% knowing that the government killed Kennedy now. Let's go back to the callers. Finish up, caller from Arizona, Shelvin.
I'm trying to print something off your website, Alex. It's forced inoculations at some Colorado school district. I think it's Weld County, Colorado. It's a 3 or 4 page document.
Yes.
I had great difficulties trying to print this out.
I print it all the time. It just your printer may be having a problem.
I went to the law library 2 different days, and it just won't let me print it out.
Well, you need to get a librarian to help you.
Okay, and appreciate the books here. I got out, George. Humphrey, there's a guy out there, Benson, distributing them, and I got a copy of 2 of them. They're excellent work.
Thanks for the call, sir. Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, just as a footnote to what he's talking about, the vaccines, U.S. Congressman Burton just came out and said he would never take a flu vaccine because it is a proven, objectable fact that there is mercury in the filler.
There still is, the thimerosal. Dr. Geyer is the scientist from John Hopkins that he sent in there, forced the CDC to let him in. By your baby's first round of shots, they're 39 times above safe level of mercury for their weight. By the second round, it is 169 times, and that's of your baby's normal weight, folks. And the vaccines still have it in there, not to mention all the other garbage.
Yeah, and this is something that Americans have to wake up to. First of all, the flu vaccine only represents about 3% of the shot, and it's not even sure that vaccine will match up with the type of flu that is going around.
They're admitting that this is last year's shot, doesn't even cover this new flu.
Correct. But the real problem is the 97% filler, and the mercury in the filler is the real kicker.
And, folks, it destroys brain development. Dr. Geyer was going over the numbers. These are the government's own numbers. 25 years ago, it was 1 out of 20-plus thousand had autism. And then 15 years ago, it was 1 out of 2,500. And then about 8 years ago, it was about 1 out of 200. Guess what it is now? 1 out of 100, George.
You know, it's just, this is criminal. And if guys like you and I can figure this out, but it's not just like you and I. All over the country, good people are becoming aware of this objective information. And so these large corporations with their not millions, but their hundreds of millions, absolutely know what's going on, and they are pushing these poisons on the people of this country and on this world.
Well, look, in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and he got all that from his brother, Julian Huxley, the big eugenics person, the first head of the UNESCO for the UN, they would x-ray the eggs. They would x-ray the embryos. They would dumb down the servant class. And, you know, you look at David Rockefeller, you look at Jay Rockefeller, the senator, they're health food nuts. They won't take vaccines. They're real selective about what they'll eat. They filter all their water. This is well known, folks. I've read
which is smart on their parts, and those are the things that we, as sovereign citizens, we should be eating organic foods, no GMOs, no genetically modified, no food irradiation. We need to be eating clean food, clean water.
Hey, what's wrong with irradiating the school food with radiation? Now we can feed them rotten beef. Rotten poultry, rotten pork. Let's go quick to the calls. Question or comment, folks, because I've got to get to everybody. TJ in Minnesota, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I'll talk as fast as I can. I never expected to make a call to you again because we got jammed off your AM affiliates the last time I tried talking about spray planes. I want to thank you. I think you've turned a career corner or a vocational corner or a pro-life corner in your career today by having this man on. But most especially because you're talking about spray planes, ad spray. Let's throw this chemtrail demonized word out the window and talk real military science. This country's been sprayed for 3 years or more, every single state. Your guest knows. He knows. And I never expected you to have a guest on that knows that he's being sprayed.
Sir, I've had Clifford Carnicom on. I've had George Humphrey on probably, I don't know, 10 times. So
make it a primary target, Alex. Make it the primary target. You can only have one primary target, and knowledge is not power unless the governors of our sovereign states take action to get these aircraft out of our airspace. And God bless you, you're back on the white guy list. The White Star list, the good guy list, for what you've done this morning.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I cover chemtrails and the bill, the legislation, in Road to Tyranny, sir. Thanks for the call. You just need to tune in more. Let's talk to Wyatt, Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, George.
Hey.
Alex, I called you last Thursday on the 11th, and talked about a person I had spoken with that worked in the Pentagon in the Defense Department. And on the 8th, I had that conversation. I'm only off on Thursday, so that's the reason I can call you today. And then, of course, on the 13th, the reports that gobbled up the news, the Sunday talk shows were on about Saddam Hussein. Well, one thing I forgot to tell you, or it didn't dawn on me to tell you this, that also in the conversation with this person from the Defense Department, that works the Iraqi desk, they said to me that don't be surprised if it's politically or because of the election coming up that they either find Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, or they'll find the weapons of mass destruction. And of course, Sunday when that happened, that dawned on me that person.
Well, I just want to say I know Wyatt sent me the footage. It's in Police State 2000 of the Marine Corps Hebron, Maryland takeover, 10 minutes of that 2-hour film. And you did cover that. I mean, we have Albright saying that they already had these people. We have Congressman LaHood, a Republican, saying it December 2nd. We have Tommy Franks saying we're about to give you Saddam in this month's Cigar Aficionado, out 4 weeks before the announcement, you know, because it comes out a month early. A lot of amazing stuff happening. George, comments.
Well, As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said in a letter to Colonel Edward Mandel House in 1931, he said, as you and I both know, nothing happens in this country without the power elite being in control of it. And what is happening in Iraq is nothing but theater, is that nothing has changed, is that it's quite apparent that Saddam has been incarcerated for a period of time, is that the resistance is still there. The timing of this and the passage of H.R. 2417 is not a coincidence. It is just amazing. It is amazing the blatant lies that our predominant media is putting forward to the people of this country. And the very sad thing is that 95% of the people in this country either don't care or just eat it up like candy. Saddam was a CIA person back in the 50s and the 60s. He's been a useful tool of the CIA back in the 70s and the 80s. He was captured, and the fact is that we cannot win this war in Iraq. We can kill tens of thousands of Iraqis. We can put our uranium-enriched shells around there and make that an ecological nightmare. We can do all of these tyrannical things, and I travel in the Middle East all the time. What we have done is that we have unified diverse cultures of Islamic peoples.
Well, George, we got a break, yeah. but that's what P2OG 2 years ago, Rumsfeld's own Pentagon body, is to make them attack us. This is Rumsfeld saying it. They want to unify them. They want World War III. They want to get them to do stupid stuff. That's why the Washington Post reported that our government ships in the hadiths, the radical Muslim stuff. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80%. 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
We're about to go to Jay and Tony and Ben and Elizabeth and Spencer and others. George Humphrey's going to ride shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. Got a lot of news we have not gotten to yet. We have covered a lot of the key stuff. Before we go back to George Humphrey and our callers, I do want to encourage every listener out there to get my documentary films. They're the best tools we found to wake people up. Matrix of Evil is the newest. Police State, Three Total Enslavement. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. If you'll get the videos and make 10, 15, 20 copies, it's easy to do. Just make a copy every day and give them to public officials, opinion makers, talk show hosts, your pastors. A lot of people are waking up. I've never seen people's minds so open to the truth because the New World Order is hidden in plain sight. All we're doing is showing them the hidden picture. You know, those little things for children where there's a pattern that has a picture hidden in it, and once they see it, they never understand how they could have missed it. Well, that's how the New World Order works. We're just shifting your perspective just a little bit, and then suddenly it's so clear. Ever been looking at a natural structure? You can't tell what it is at a distance, and then as you turn around a corner and see it from another angle, it's so obvious. You know, you go, how did I not recognize that? Folks, you need to get my videos. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95. They're indescribable, the information that's in them. You need to have them. Get three or more of the titles. They drop down to $20. Get Paul Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. It gets into the chemtrails, by the way. 1-888-253-3139 is the number. Write it down, folks. Make the call. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas 78704. Also carry the two books, well, the three books that George Humphrey's written. I carry the audio books of those on CD and tape. I carry his booklets. I carry his materials also on the website at the toll-free number. But if folks want to get those directly from you, George, how do they do it?
They write Common Sense at P.O. Box 5772, P.O. Box 5772, Austin, Texas 78763. And you can either get them from me or you can get them from Alex's website. I've got an introductory book called Common Sense, which is great for giving people who are brand, it's an introduction to the New World Order. And then I've got a more advanced book called Uncommon Sense, Your Choice, the Blue Pill or the Red Pill. And then I've got a third booklet that's called 911, The Great Illusion. Now, the good thing about these booklets and these tapes, these booklets are all between 65 to 70 pages. They're easy to read. They've got pictures. They're understandable.
The latest book is color.
Yeah, it's all color. And the third one is got color. It's got over 40 pictures in it. And if the easy, and clearly these rascals went too far with 911. It is so easy to figure out. And if you can show your friends that 911 was a great illusion, it was absolutely a Hegelian event to get people to shift their consciousness. But if you can show them that the buildings did not come down because of the jets or the jet fuel, that a jet did not hit the Pentagon, we have 60 points in there with pictures. And it is so easy to show them these points. So either get them through Alex at Infowars.com or write Common Sense, P.O. Box 5772, Austin, Texas 78763. And they're very inexpensive. And we also have CDs and tapes, and they make great audio books. And they're a great gift. So either get them from Alex or me, but give them to your friends. And every single day, we get orders from letters from people saying, I gave this to my uncle or my brother or my sister. They didn't believe
it. Yeah, there's the hope. We're able to wake folks up, thanks to God. We'll be right back with the third hour. More calls, more news.
Hello. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey.